Each and every Wednesday out of 7 o'clock will be Beat the Boys, and Ethan Hughes will be hoping that the Freo Dockers can get the job done in their game that is coming up. And he joins us for the first time from the Hub. How is it, Ethan? Welcome, mate.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, it's great. It's the guys are really starting to settle in here, and I think everyone sort of unpacked their bags and really making it home where we are.
And what are the facilities like? What's your room like?
It's a pretty standard hotel room, really. It's a bed, bit of a TV, little ensuite onto it, and yeah, as comfortable as possible, really.
What have you been able to do? Can you get out and about a little bit?
Very limited so far. It's today we sort of just had a little trot on the oval just after the flight yesterday to get moving. Checked out the facilities of the Royal Pines, which everything seems really nice at the moment. Ducked out for a little takeaway coffee, and that's about all I've been up to so far.
I know many of your teammates would have loved to run out alongside Harley Bunnell a little bit more often than what he got at Fremantle, but how did the boys feel today about his news that he will make his debut for the Melbourne Football Club?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something great for Harley and his family. I know I've seen a lot of the boys on social media today get around him and congratulate him, which is it's great for him. So, you know, all the best for his game this weekend.
One thing the Dockers probably haven't had for a while is competition for spots, I think, in all parts of the ground, with most players now being fit and available. And even where you play, Ethan, and you've been in terrific form going back to round one in the pre-season. But Stephen Hill and Wilson and Young starting to press some claims for selection, demand, and, of course, yourself. It's not going to be easy to get those spots down back.
Yeah, absolutely. With the little break that we've had, it's definitely brought the guys back who have sort of previous in rehab before that. So it's definitely going to be a challenge for the coaching staff this weekend to pick a side. But I think over the mini pre-season that we've just come through, all those guys have certainly put their hand up to, you know, put their best foot forward for an opportunity this weekend. So something we're all really looking forward to.
When did your team get picked?
I believe it's tomorrow morning as we line up for our training session.
Are you expecting Jesse Hogan and Stephen Hill to be amongst those players selected?
Look, I'm unsure of the selections that Justin's going to be making, but they definitely haven't hurt their chances with the training performances they put on over the past couple of weeks.
What about David Mundy? Where has Justin Longmuir used him since he's come back from his injury? Where do you expect him to play?
Over the training block, he slotted straight into the midfield, so as well as he's played a little bit up forward, but the midfield role is something that, you know, he's really accustomed to over his career, and that's sort of a place that I would expect him to slot straight back into.
What about Hughes? Is Hughes going to get a game?
Well, I've been trying hard, so let's hope so.
So you blokes don't get any idea? I mean, do you have some idea of being preparing for who you might have to take on against Brizzy? Because, mate, they've got some pretty talented players, as you know. Little Charlie Cameron nipping around at ground level if it gets down there.
Absolutely. It's kind of tough. It's nearly back to the first round where there's a lot of players into the mix. There's really no past performances over the past couple of weeks where the game results and all those sort of things come into fact. So it's kind of up in the air, but everyone's kind of mixed around on the positions and the sides they played in over the training block. So we'll sort of find out tomorrow.
What about from a physical preparation point of view? Do you feel like your body's ready to go for a season of AFL with only 3 weeks really of main training?
Yeah, our conditioning and support staff have put us through a heavy training load to prepare us well for the weekend. So I think we're conditioned really well, and only time will tell that we can stand up to the physical impact that's going to come at us, but I think we're really well prepared.
What about from a game plan point of view with Justin Longmuir? Of course, you worked on certain things that we saw a different style of play with the 45 kick that was used a lot through the pre-season and in round one. Would you say you've advanced that since you've come back, or you've basically just got back to that certain level?
Well, it's something Justin was kind of implementing over our time off period. He was very active with all the boys over our connection on the iPads. He was, you know, putting out the game plan each week just to keep everyone refreshed up on where we're at. So I don't think that's definitely hurt from where we were in round one, but it's something we'll look to improve on going to this weekend.
Speaking of round one, you were very competitive against Essendon. You could have won the game. It was only a kick in it. What's your expectations, Ethan? How far do you reckon you can go in season 2020?
Yeah, we'll just take this weekend at a time. We need to work on our start from round one. Well, that was pretty poor from our whole side, where we let them get away. And it's, we know in AFL footy that once you get a good start, it goes a long way to help you in the game. So if we can continue that fourth quarter intensity over the whole four quarters this weekend, it will definitely help us out.
I give you a real chance to beat the Brisbane Lions, and a big upset looming, in my opinion. But what about from Peter Bell? Have you been given any information about when you could be leaving the hub and coming back here to the West?
We haven't been provided any information yet. I think what we've kind of read just through the media of what's been said over the past couple of days, but I think we'll just take that a week at a time. And we know we're here for the month to start with. So we'll really settle in and make it home and help each other get through the through the phase. But once we get to the fourth week, I'm sure we'll find out if we're staying here a little longer.
Good luck against the Brizzy Lions at the Gabba on Saturday, Ethan. Take care, mate.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.